unto the Lord is a watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord.
Thank you. thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Hallelujah. You forgive all our iniquities, Lord. You wash us in your precious blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, Jesus. Wonderful, Jesus. Wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in your precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Everybody should feel free tonight. Give a testimony, a song, a chorus, pray. Everyone, feel free as the Lord leads. Villagers, Natick, Nonantum, everyone. Just let the Lord have His way in every one of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm thankful tonight that there is power in the blood, and oh boy, I've experienced that throughout my life, but I'm so thankful for what God's been doing down in the village. We've been Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
So we've been seeking the Lord, and as a group of counselors, we've been praying that God would get after these boys right away, and God has been so good, and the Lord poured out His Spirit on Wednesday night, and really met us. A number of our young men here gave their hearts to the Lord, so we're so happy for that. And a number of these men have been coming 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, known anthem, some of these guys for quite a while, and they know the Lord. And so we're looking at the book of Joshua to see what Joshua has to say to us as Christian men here in the 21st century. And we're learning some important lessons. And one of those is the importance of discipline and how God led and was able to win victories and only allowed victories to take place once there was enough discipline in the camp. And people were consecrated. Today we talked about the importance of circumcision and how important that is in terms of the circumcision of the heart. We talked about what that means and how God is really after our hearts, and God cries out to His people throughout those corridors of time and thousands of years, "I want your heart. I want your heart." And so that takes some discipline on our part as well. And so we're looking at the lessons we have in Joshua that relate to that. And we'll uncover one after another as we go through the next week or so. But I'm struck by how the Apostle Paul talks about discipline. And he talks about that in 1 Corinthians 9. I'm thinking now of verses 24 and on. So I'll read that to you. And I sure wish I would have brought my glasses along with me, but I think I'll make it. It says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath." And of course, back in the times when the Apostle Paul was walking the earth, these Roman games and these Roman athletes, they would wear a wreath as a symbol of their victory, but it's perishable. They could go away in 2 weeks, and it would be this crinkled mess on the floor, and it would be worth not too much, and all you'd have was the memories. That's perishable. But we strive for an imperishable wreath. So I do not run aimlessly. We run with a purpose. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body. And he's talking about his spiritual body here. I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. And so it's that important call for us, no matter what our age is, no matter what our physical bodies are like, but what's our spiritual body like? And what's ours like? young fellas, what is our spiritual body like, right? We love to exercise, and we just had some games that we played today, and boy, these guys can run. And it's a joy to see. But we want to run after Jesus. We want to run after Jesus, and we want to create young disciples that embody the word that's buried in the word disciple, discipline. So pray for us, and we'll pray for you, of course, and let's strive together for that imperishable wreath that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shut in with God in the secret place, there in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in a race. I long to be shut in with God. Yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us that power, oh Jesus, everyone. Dear Lord, grant it, Lord. Grant it, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give us that power, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Amen, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I hope you all heard what Brian said. You know what he said? Did you hear him back there? He said he scrubbed the pots real well. So you don't have to be afraid of getting sick. He got all the eggs out of the corners. But you know what else he said? You got to get all the rot out of your heart. Sometimes you got to scrub real hard to get it all out. And you got to go all the way into the corners and not leave any little bit left. But you got to get after every part that's in there that's not pleasing to the Lord. Not just the things that you don't like, but also the things that He doesn't like. The things that He talks to us about in His Word that are hard for us to get rid of because they got to get scrubbed really hard, but He wants to scrub them. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from most of our sin.
All our sin.
I'm sorry, I forgot. All of our sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sin. Even in the corners, even where nobody else sees or knows. Thank God. You know this little chorus? I hope you know it. We're going to sing it together. We sang it, I think, twice already here in Watch Rock. But it just says, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Do you know that chorus? If you don't, it's so simple. You'll be able to learn it. Sing it along with us if you would. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Join with us in this time as we all sing it together, boys and everyone else that are here. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes as white as snow. And maybe you're thankful for that. Maybe that's your testimony. He got into the corners. He's getting into the corners. He's washing me clean through his blood. And so as you sing it, it's your testimony. It's thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for cleansing me. And you might want to close your eyes. You might want to lift your hands. You might just want to worship the Lord as you sing, hallelujah for the cross. It will never suffer loss. And maybe there are some of us here tonight that still got something in the corners. Something that's not pleasing to the Lord in our lives and in our hearts. And as we sing it, we can say, Lord, I thank you for the cross. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that can wash me. And Lord, I believe that you want to help me even tonight. You want to wash me even now. And so you can sing it in faith, and maybe we can sing it both ways, all of us. I can. Lord, wash me. Hidden faults, presumptuous sins, things I may be unconscious about. I don't even realize myself, but Lord, wash me. Wash me. Wash us all. Sprinkle afresh with your precious blood. I thank you, Lord, that you do that. I thank you for the cross. And so if you'd join us again, let's all just sing it right to the Lord as our song, as our testimony, as a thanksgiving to him. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Someone else tonight also wants to give a testimony of thanksgiving to God. Thank you for blessing us, those of you that have spoken. Thank God we can praise him. Thank God he can wash us. Anyone else have a word for us tonight in admission? Yes, the other pot boy. Let us sing together. Number 326. 326. And while we sing, we can stand if you'd like to. 326.
More about Jesus would I know. More is praise through other shows. Of Christ to me more. Jesus, more of His saving fullness in, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus in His Word, holding up union with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness, more of His love who died for me.
Shall we take our seats? That's the secret, guys and girls. Some of you in your testimonies, you know, I was doubting and I wasn't sure, and I was okay when I was in preschool, but then I lost my way when I got to be 8 or something, and that happens. That happens. We never get to the place where we don't need Jesus. You came to the altar Wednesday night, great. Thank God for what He did. I was down there. I was sitting in the back watching, listening, praying. It was a wonderful time. You're not finished. You're not nearly finished. When you're as old as when you're as old as Sister Hofflander, you're still not finished. Are you, Sister Hofflander? Not yet. More? More about Jesus. More of His saving. You never finish. Now, it gets better and better and better and better all the time, but there's always more. There's always more to know and to learn, not only in your head. Yes, in your head, but not only in your head, more in your heart. And some of you talked about that. You talked about how Jesus, by His presence, made Himself real. You knew about Him, but then He really came to you, and then you really knew, and He wants to come to you more. More, much more. If I could say it that way, much more than you could even ask or think. And Jesus wants to come to you while you're here at camp. More. I'm not disparaging, I'm not scolding you for looking back to, well, that's great. It's good to remember, as Brother Tim said, raise your Ebenezers. Here's where the Lord helped me. I remember that. But don't just get stuck all these 2 weeks, all next week on last Wednesday, tonight, this morning, when tomorrow comes, tomorrow night, when that comes, more about Jesus, more of His presence, more of His fullness. And when you get to be as old as I am, or Sister Hofflander, or maybe that's too far above and beyond already what you could ask or think, when you get to be as old as Brother Peter, or some of these younger men, why, you'll say, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry I just kept on keeping on. I'm not sorry I wanted more of Jesus. And that's the only way you're going to make it. If you don't think you can make it, you can't without Jesus. Without more of Jesus. Without Him coming into your life every day and by His Word and by His Spirit. But thank God He's right there to come into your heart every day by His Word and by His Spirit. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How does a young man keep clean? By taking heed according to the Word of God. Oh, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Are you learning the Bible down there in the village? Are you learning Scripture? Are you memorizing Scripture? You are? I don't want you to say anything now, because I know that's in store for Sunday, right? You're going to spill the beans on us then. I don't know what you're learning, but those words that go into your heart, thank God, the Holy Spirit is able to take those words and able to keep you and cleanse you and help you by that more of Jesus in His Word, more of Jesus by His Spirit, more. And so, you know, whatever. I know everybody tells you that you need this, you need it. We need all this, but don't forget we need more of Jesus. And we can have more of Him every single day. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that last verse together. More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory, all his own.